This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. And we have two eloquent people here to talk about the world at large, both locally and nationally and internationally. Republican activist Daryl Glasper, former Metro Councilman, and Democrat Susan Nelson, adjunct professor of law at Southern University, licensed to practice law in three states. They are here to talk about a few different matters. And let's start with this. A few hours after LSU was fined $100,000 by the SEC for storming the field following the Tigers' 36-16 win against number two Georgia, Congressman Garrett Graves came up with a way to help. He created a GoFundMe account to raise $100,000 to pay for the LSU fines. And he says, LSU is an inclusive community. We love our sports. And when 102,000 of us get together, we celebrate. And when we do, we leave nothing on the field. But sometimes the field calls us back. And then he goes on to say that he's looking forward to share similar delight with Alabama, the school he attended, on November 3rd. So, Susan Nelson, are you up in arms about Congressman Graves? Your fellow Democrat Bob Mann says the GoFundMe account, if there was one or is one, should be for the library, not for the football team. What do you think?
You know, I tend to agree with Bob Mann on this one. I think one of the key issues here is the reason why they have to pay the fine is because the SEC schools agreed that they were not going to permit this behavior to happen. And if you saw the video footage just for a few minutes, there were several students in the first groups that were falling and hitting on the field. So quite honestly, I think the congressman is opening himself up for some liability if somebody gets hurt in a stunt like this, because he's basically endorsing it and saying, break the rules, get hurt. I'm not worried about the safety of the people in the stadium.
As post-game celebrations go, this one was rather tame. I've seen goalposts come down, and people generally don't get hurt seriously, but there is that prospect. And, of course, they could tear up the field.
Absolutely.
And some people did take the yard markers. That did happen. And LSU is paying the fine. Daryl Glasper, is Congressman Graves doing a good thing?
I think it's a good thing. Let me tell you, I'm a former athlete. And just in the emotions of beating the number two team in the country, look, this is happening all over the country. You're not going to hold back kids who are very, very excited. Those kids who stormed the field will remember that night for the rest of their lives, because in Tiger Stadium, you know, LSU is on a Saturday night in Tiger Stadium. And when you're talking about the number two team in the country, and you not only beat them, you took them to the barn shed. And so I think Congressman Graves, all of the good things that he has done, with the diversion canal, with the Corps of Engineers, he works extremely hard. He's been very, very vocal, and to help the kids with a fine. And look, when you say he's opened himself up, those kids, you're not going to hold them back. It's happening all over the country, especially when you beat a number top two or three team in the country. Alabama, watch out. They listen to me. They better start raising the money right now, because not only are they going to storm the field, they might take it with them.
Well, another offense will be $250,000. So, Congressman Graves, and this one will be 3 days before the election. What? So, Congressman Graves may be starting another GoFundMe account to pay the bill for storming the field against his former school, the University of Alabama.
And, Susan, you know, raising $100,000 for a multi-million-dollar organization such as the Tiger Athletic Foundation seems, you know, a little bit like, you know, having a fundraiser for, you know, Donald Trump to get a new plane. I mean, it's just not, I mean, we could raise $100,000 and like Professor Mann said, pay for the library at LSU. How about we pay for children's unpaid lunch balances so that children don't get lunches taken away from them? I mean, that's $100,000 right there in the state. So, you know, I just feel like it's kind of a misuse of resources.
Well, we have a $75 million rec center. So we take our athletics seriously at my alma mater, Daryl Glasper.
Well, listen to me. This has been going on since the 60s. So it's not going to change. Look, I think it's in good jest that the congressman wanted to help. Because when you realize now, look, a Catholic High alum did the same thing for McKinley when the coaches a couple of weeks
Graves
ago.
Was a Catholic High guy.
Exactly. And they're very generous, community-oriented people. So I think the gesture was, look, the kids were excited. He wants to do something about it, and so he tried to do it. So, and hopefully it works out.
877-217-5757 if you'd like to chime in, and we'll talk about other matters as well. But you can send us an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. And a listener notes that there have been other shenanigans much worse than this. In 1982, the Tulane fandom came to Baton Rouge and let Mike the Tiger out of his cage, and he was strolling on Nicholson Drive, apparently all charges were dropped, and you know, fortunately nobody was hurt. But Joe Oliva says, the athletic director at LSU, with Saturday's win, while Saturday's win was a moment for the LSU family to remember, on-field celebrations can be unsafe. We share the conference's concern for the safety of fans and the security of players and staff. That from Joe Oliva, and hopefully, I'm sure he's hoping that LSU will not have to pay $250,000 fine if the fans storm the field against Alabama. If the Crimson Tide wins, I don't think they'll be storming the field, Darryl.
Let me tell you what LSU has that they haven't had in a long time. I was old enough to see a guy named Bert Jones. I'm going to tell you something. When you have a quarterback, LSU now has a quarterback that's putting that ball in windows. I'm going to make a prediction. I made a prediction, Jim, and all of my friends know it. I said they were going to beat the number two Georgia.
All right. So they're going to beat number one Alabama.
The game, and I don't know if they're going to win now. But it's going to be a high-scoring game because ball's going to be flying all over the place.
All right. Ann on Bluebonnet. Hi, Ann. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, good morning. I'm a huge LSU fan, and I was really excited, too, but it is just flat-out wrong for Mr. Graves to do this. It encourages disrespect for the law. He is a lawmaker. If he wants to do the right thing, he should work to get the law changed on the fines, not do this. It's a horrible example, and he should not be doing it. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, Susan Nelson, you were smiling as Ann was talking.
I mean, you know, you think a lawmaker. Now, granted, this is a rule. It's not necessarily a law of the SEC, but all of the SEC schools agreed to this rule. So if the SEC schools didn't want this rule and didn't want to pay this fine, then they shouldn't have agreed to it. But they have agreed to it, and this is the rule that they're following. And so for someone to usurp this as a congressman, as a leader, you know, I think it sends the wrong message, particularly to our young people.
All right. Well, we do have bigger issues, and there is an election in a few weeks, and Garrett Graves will be on the ballot, and he does have some interesting competition. It is a race, but he is a well-heeled incumbent and will likely win re-election. But how do you view the midterms? Susan Nelson, are Democrats going to make hay on November 6th?
You know, I've been reading the analysis from Nate Silver, and, you know, there's a chance. I think we can make some inroads in some particular races where it can make a big difference. I think the Beto O'Rourke, Ted Cruz race is something to keep an eye on. I think a lot of people are going to this is going to be a mandate on the Trump administration and what's going on in Washington. So whatever happens is going to be what that is.
Is this a mandate on Donald Trump, our president, Darryl Glasper?
Well, it's on his policies. It's not a mandate on Donald Trump. It's on his on the agenda that Donald Trump is trying to push forth in his country. Look, Jim, you know, let me tell you how I look at it. And I was talking to some of my friends the other day. You know what they told me? They said, listen to me, Darryl. You know, you're exactly right. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. They said, this is not our fight. They said, listen to me, what have we been involved in the African-American community? It's all about Hispanics. It's all about immigration. It's all about bringing, and you want to talk about breaking the law? Now, you're letting people walk in. The Democrats are letting them walk right into our country with open borders, but yet they have gates up in their homes, in their communities in which they live. So listen to me, you can't have it both ways.
Is that an appropriate analogy?
No, I don't think so. I mean, a lot of the people who have come to the borders, and certainly what happened at the borders was separating people who were coming here for refugee status, separating the children from the families in this, quite honestly, gross campaign to have them be adopted by American families, because there's been a number of them who have been adopted against their parents' wishes. This is, you know, barbaric behavior on the half of Americans. And if this was going on in African-American communities, I think the African-Americans would be in up in arms if people were coming in and taking their children to have them adopted by other families.
Susan, let me tell you what. You know, I'm very comfortable in my skin now, because for the last 3 years, Jim, you know, this whole thing was started by Barack Obama. See, then nobody.
That's not true.
He said, listen to me. He separated families at the border. He was the first one to do it. Nobody said anything. Okay. But look, hold on, there is
a distinction.
Your facts are wrong, a rather big one.
Well, listen to me. It was a policy under the Obama administration to separate parents from their children.
Let's get Susan to respond.
The facts are that there were children who were being detained if they were by themselves or if they couldn't locate their parents. So that's what was happening under the Obama administration. The families were not being separated. If the children arrived on their own, they were being held until they could locate someone who could take their parents. And then we went through a lot of administrative issues with INS to get them relocated and how we were supposed to house them. But no, the families were not being separated at the border.
Daryl is an athlete. Does it bother you that President Trump's not in as good a shape as President Obama was?
Oh, he's in great shape.
Are you kidding me?
The current guy's in great shape. Let me just tell you why. Look, I want to say this. Look, they hate Donald Trump, but his policies are good for America.
All right, 877-217-5757 for Republican Daryl Glasper, former Democrat, former Metro Councilman, and Professor Susan Nelson. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. Another segment with Daryl Glasper and Susan Nelson on opposite sides of Donald John Trump. And in a few days, he will be celebrating his 20th month anniversary on Saturday, the 20th of October. It'll be 20 months, and what a 20 months it's been. So if he serves out his term, he's got another 28 months to go, and if he ends up winning re-election, we're talking about another 76 months of Donald Trump. Susan, does that comfort you?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all.
What about the deficit? The numbers were released this week. It's about $800 billion, 17% higher than it was a year ago. The president campaigned on reducing the deficit and the debt, or at least addressing the debt, but it's going up, up, and away, Daryl Glasper.
Well, let me tell you, the trade deals alone will fix a huge part of the deficit. Yes, I am, because we were going into a huge deficit in this country on the bad trade deals. Okay, so the bottom line is the trade deals creating wealth, bringing in the manufacturing jobs back, putting people back to work, helping businesses in this country, putting the United mm-hmm. States government resources to help people in this country. What really convinced me about Donald Trump is he said, I'm running for president of the United States, not president of the world. And that's it. I don't need to hear any more.
Susan?
Well, I hope you can tell that to the soybean farmers in middle America who have no one to sell their crops to because the Chinese have quit buying their soybean and they were their number one buyer. So mm-hmm. I think, we are on the midst of a very big bubble. You know, it's funny. I called my finance guy last Wednesday and I said, you think I should take my money out of the stock market? He said, I took all your money out yesterday.
All right. The president pushed back yesterday against a condemnation of Saudi Arabia, showing support for its crown prince, who's been linked to the disappearance and possible killing of a leading dissident journalist inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. And the president is defending Saudi Arabia. And I think it should be noted that 15 of the 18 hijackers on 9/11 were from Saudi Arabia. Why do we cozy up to this country, Daryl Glasper?
Let me say this. I think when you look at what the president is saying, he's saying you're innocent until proven guilty. Here we go again. You just listen to the facts. And everybody want to say, now listen to me. Everybody in the world know that something nefarious happened to the journalists. Everybody knows that. But let me just tell you something else. You have two countries. You have Turkey and you have Saudi Arabia. Okay? They're not so friendly. Something has happened. They say they have all of the proof that something happened, but they never produced it. So you mm-hmm. have to let the investigation play itself out. But I'm going to tell you one thing about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, when he speaks, the man doesn't back up. That's what I like about him. If he says that there are going to be some severe consequences for if the top leadership of Saudi Arabia was involved in this, you can trust that he's gonna lay the gauntlet down. He always does.
He like he did with Putin. Right?
Well, let me just tell you something else. I want to say this to you. There's nobody's never been more tougher on Russia than this man,
Donald Trump.
Trump. Look, the president,
and he's in fantastic physical shape.
He played golf every day. I do too. Every afternoon, I'm hitting the golf course, and you have to be in good shape to swing that golf course at 100 miles an hour. Look, I want to say this to you, Jim. I want to remember this. What I'm saying, Barack Obama, when he was running for re-election, leaned over and said, "Tell Vladimir I'm going to have more flexibility after the election." Now, listen to me. What did that
all
mean?
Right. Well, Vladimir Putin has been supported by our president.
He's been apologized for on a national stage. Let's be really clear about that.
Can I say one thing? Either you want to do this. You want to have world peace or you want to have a world war. Listen to me. Now, if he was having
when you cozy up to these people, you're inviting some kind of confrontation that probably goes beyond anything that would be evident otherwise.
We will win.
Okay, Susan.
At what cost? If we win, I mean, you know, these are people who have the ability to launch nuclear weapons into our country, and you know, this just isn't comforting.
All right, David in Atlanta. Hi, David. You're on with Susan and Daryl. Hi, David.
Good morning, everyone. You know, unfortunately, Saudi Arabia has this country and the world over a barrel, an oil barrel. And you know, Ronald Reagan dismantled every program that Jimmy Carter either planned or wanted to impose. For example, Jimmy Carter wanted to give Lockheed Aircraft a grant to build and develop a commercial aircraft fueled on hydrogen, so we'd be less dependent on foreign oil. And because of that, there's little we can do about Saudi murdering a United States journalist and resident. And Ronald Reagan was wrong, just like the Bush tax cuts. If we would have never gone there, we'd have no debt today.
All right. David in Atlanta certainly stating some points that Democrats are making, and this may or may not have relevance as we approach November 6th. But the president yesterday, amid this international crisis regarding Saudi Arabia, went on Twitter, and he called Baton Rouge and Stephanie Clifford, better known as Stormy Daniels, horseface, adding to a list of many women he has ridiculed for their appearance. And Daryl Glasper, your thoughts about the president taking the low road against Baton Rouge proud Stormy Daniels?
Listen to me. They've beat up on this president and his wife. I take great offense the way T.I. and all of these people are attacking this man's family. Now he's a president. If you don't like him, that's one thing. But the media, and I want to say this, Jim, the media think they speak for all of America, but I'm going to tell you, you got a big surprise coming. And I'm going to tell you what that big surprise is. Remember I sat here and told you he was the day before the election that he was going to win the race? Remember that?
You did, yes.
Now listen to me. And remember that I also tell you he was going to be in the 30s? He's at 36%. I said it. Sitting right here.
36%.
He's at 36% in the latest poll among the African-American vote.
That's not true.
I
don't know what poll you're looking at, but Donald Trump will not get 36% of the black vote.
Jim Inkster, let me just tell you.
You're
talking to Daryl Glasper now. Now, let me just say this to you. You know how I told you? Remember what Barack Obama said? He told the black community, if you do not support Hillary Clinton at the same level that you supported me, I'm going to be pissed off. He didn't say mad. I'm going to be pissed off. But guess what happened?
Susan, we went to school with Stephanie Gregory Clifford, the pride of Scotlandville Magnet.
And she was 2 years
She seems like a very nice lady, and she's being called horse-faced by our president. Well, is that an appropriate way for the leader of the free world to be talking?
I mean, we passed appropriate with this guy, you know, like 3 years ago. So, you know, that's way in the rearview mirror. But here's the deal. Women are objects to him. They're either beautiful objects, or they're useful objects, or they are ugly objects that he wants to dismiss or whatever. Whenever he's done with them, women are objects. But, you know, Mr. Glasper, when you talk about Melania, let's talk about Michelle Obama. Let's talk about the people who compared her to various mammals during the time that Barack Obama was president. No one... You know, Melania says, she said she's the most bullied person in there. Really? Because do you remember what they said about Michelle Obama? Do you remember what they said about her arms and about how she looked?
Let me say this. No one at any time should be attacking anybody's spouse. Because, listen to me, that spouse is not an elected official. That spouse is a spouse. And I don't agree at no time. And now you got to remember, Jim will sit here and tell you, I never ever
all
say
right.
one
Emily,
word.
Emily downtown. Emily, you're on the air with Daryl and Susan. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Yes, I just like to say that the First Lady, Melania Trump, is tackling the issue of bullying online to young children while her husband is bullying online on Twitter to adults. What kind of message does that send when the First Lady's trying to combat bullying online, but her husband's doing the exact same thing? And not only that, but what kind of adult acts like a child?
All right. Daryl, it is curious that he would be calling a woman that he made love with horse face.
Listen to me. She called him tiny, okay? Now, you got to remember, everybody have feelings. So I don't agree with anybody bullying anybody. For first of all, like my grandmother said, you can say what the hell you want to say, but just don't put your hands on me. But the bottom line is, I'm going to say this to you, Jim.
All right.
This man has been attacked by the media, press, and everybody else. And for the first time, we have somebody to fight back.
Thank you, Daryl Glasper. Thank you, Susan Nelson.
Thank you.
Pleasure. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Bern Lundquist.